Well, I need Troy Rank to serve as, I guess, a tiebreaker, because I'm getting, talk about mixed messages coming out of Broncos minicamp yesterday. I got D-Mac saying, well, that just happened. Drew Lock was outstanding. Drew Lock was sharp. Drew Lock was electric. Drew Lock clearly won the day. And then I got Cecil Lammy saying, ah, Teddy Bridgewater was just smooth, in control, ball coming out on time. So, Troy Rank, our Denver 7 insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heat and Air. What's the answer? Who should I be listening to?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Drew played better than Teddy yesterday, and mainly because of his dominance in the red zone. He had 3 touchdowns in the red zone. And you can argue maybe these are one reads, and there was a blown coverage on one, but he threw a really nice pass to Andrew Beck in the back of the end zone, a crossing route to Noah Fant. He also hooked up with Tyree Cleveland. And I'm not going to get into the nuances of, well, was it the exact read? What defense were they in? The reality is they didn't score touchdowns last year. So when a guy throws 3 touchdowns in the red zone, 2 against good coverage, I'm giving him credit for that. Teddy Bridgewater looked like Teddy when you're managing a game to try to win 17-14. I had him going 7-for-11 for about 55, 60 yards. But when he was in the red zone, he threw 2 balls away. Now, there is value in that, that you don't turn it over there. You kick a field goal. One of those was on a 4th down, though, so I would have rather he just give a guy a chance to just make a play, even if it ended up in a pick because of the way they were doing that drill. But, again, Drew, that was a nice day for Drew. It's by far the best day we've seen from him, and we've been able to view it. The key for Drew isn't a bunch of days like that. It's now consistency. To be good in the league, you have to be consistent, and the coaches have to know what to expect from you. Because so can Drew, like today, back it up with a nice, solid day. He doesn't have to throw 3 touchdowns. That's the key, avoiding the peaks and valleys. Because what you saw from Teddy yesterday is when Teddy has a bad day, his floor is higher than Locke's floor. But when Locke has a really good day, his ceiling's higher than Teddy. I mean, that's what was revealed yesterday to me.
How do you juxtapose, though? You're in the red zone, right? And you make some good throws in the red zone. But if you're in the field and, you know, you're late with the football, you throw a pick or you take a sack, you don't ever get the opportunity as a quarterback to be in the red zone. So how do you kind of juxtapose those two things? Because I heard, hey, Drew was great in the red zone, but in the field, Teddy was better in the field. Where are you on that?
Yeah, early Drew struggled. I had him, going like 3-for-6. He held onto the ball too long a couple of times. He did not throw an interception. One ball was sort of close, but that wouldn't have been his fault. That was on the receiver. He did not put the ball in harm's way, Mark, early in the drills. Now, he got off to a little bit of a clunky start. But where he got his rhythm wasn't the red zone. It was on seam passes down the middle. I mean, he threw like 3 dimes down the middle, and that's what got him into rhythm. And then they went into red zone, and it just continued. He was like a guy, like a shooter who got hot, and he just went from the 2-point line to the 3-point line. He just got hot. You know, in Teddy's case, he is good, in terms of getting you, move kind of the move the chains mentality. The issue with Teddy's going to be is, he's comfortable throwing a 5-yard pass and asking his receiver to get the other 6 yards. Can that happen? Yeah. But consistently, we got to see that. We haven't seen a bunch of Broncos players making plays after the catch, breaking tackles. And he's going to need some of that to maximize his value. But, again, it was one day. Teddy before had been ahead for me. And one day, Teddy was clearly better. That was a few weeks ago. It was fairly even one day, but I had Teddy ahead. And then yesterday, Drew was ahead. And that's what I saw. I mean, and Drew had a good day. You could just see the reaction, the teammates, the defense. I mean, Drew just had the better day, and mainly because he had 3 scores.
Melvin Gordon said, come on, you guys in the media making way more about this running back battle, air quotes, than really is going on. Are we, or is Melvin maybe a little unaware of what's happening around him right now?
No, he's aware. Melvin's one of the few players I know that actually reads everything and pays attention to it. Like, he hasn't been here, but I know he's aware of everything. So he knows the talk that people are saying that Devontae Williams could take his job. Devontae Williams wasn't getting, like, a bunch of second-team reps yesterday. That was more Mike Boone, honestly. So can Devontae Williams win the job at some point? He could. think Clinton Portis won it in like his first month. The idea of Javonte Williams starting out of the gate, that would surprise me, given Melvin's experience and even given Mike Boone's experience in the league, not necessarily just number of reps. But Gordon's aware of it. And what I appreciate about Gordon is, you know, I wouldn't have missed OTAs. That's just not me. But he stuck to his plan, and he's a workout fiend. This guy showed up. He looked great. He didn't get his COVID. You know, he wasn't interrupted because of COVID-19 when I asked him about this. And he looked better. He looks a little leaner. He definitely had a little more burst. Again, it's June, and evaluating the running game without full pads is always dicey. But he definitely looked like a guy who was ready, whereas last year in training camp it looked like a guy who was kind of getting it, not even into shape, it's just getting into football shape. Yesterday he looked better than any time I saw him in training camp last year.
All right, Troy, I'll see you out there later this morning.
Looking forward to it, my man. Take care.
All right, there he goes. Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider. He's presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.